Alright, it's about 7:50 on Thursday morning, headed to coach at the rehab facility. I had a great night's sleep last night, so usually I start getting ready for bed about by 8. I'm usually passed out by 8:30, if not like 8:05, 8:10. I usually fall asleep very quickly. And that's usually just because I'm exhausted and I wake up so early, so it's kind of a vicious cycle that, you know, I go to sleep early because I wake up early. And then, just do it all again the next day. But so I slept in till 5. Well, I had my alarm set for 6:30. But then woke up about 5:30, which was a solid, you know, 9 hours of sleep. So that's nice. I'm usually on Thursdays just cut to not have an alarm and just wake up naturally. And that way I kind of know how much rest I need. And I, you know, slept straight through, which was good, which I normally do the last couple nights. Kind of maybe like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I would wake up about 12:30 or 3:30 and kind of woke up a couple times. And I think that's because, this is kind of a crazy story and a long story, so I won't get too into detail. But, so Crystal is a realtor, and so she recently sold our friend's house in Seabrook, which is right off of the trails that I run on. And so the people that bought the house, we met them while we were doing an open house. And so they're runners, and I ran into them at the 10K in Galveston. So you know, kind of familiar with them. So when I was running on Sunday, and they just moved into the house on Wednesday. So when I was running at the trails on Sunday, I saw, kind of recognized them. Thought maybe they were out walking, but they were actually putting out lost dog signs, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's just terrible, because it's a new, you know, new neighborhood. I know the poor dog, if it did get out, it's scared to death, doesn't know where it is, or, you know, not familiar with its surroundings. So I just felt terrible. I was so stressed out about that, I think that's why I wasn't sleeping good. But we just found out yesterday that they actually did find the dog. So I really think that's why I slept through the night. So I had been so worried about that. So thankfully that dog's home. Or at least I hope so. That's what I heard. So I really hope that's true. So anyway, so speaking of dogs, our dogs, when they had some dental, they had their teeth cleaned, and Pod had a couple of masses removed. Everything's good. Everything was benign. So that was awesome. I was super worried about that last week, you know, just going under the anesthesia, and they're both, Pod's almost 12 or is 12, and Brax is either 9 or 10. So, you know, they're not young bucks, but, you know, they did great. Surgery went well. Brax ended up having to have 6 teeth removed, but, you know, he's better off for it, and so I know both of them feel better with having those clean teeth. But we are pretty sure both of them got kennel cough while they were in there. Brax has been sneezing nonstop and kind of choking, and Pod's started sneezing and coughing, and so that was a week ago that they had that done, and I've just been so worried about them not drinking enough water. I haven't been trying to, you know, walk them too much. Their appetite seems fine, so I'm not super, super worried yet. But I realized, like, okay, I don't think they've been drinking a lot of water. And Brax is kind of the type he'll wait a whole day and then just drink, like, a whole bowl. Whereas Pod will just kind of drink some every time he gets thirsty. Exactly like me. And Brax is just like Crystal. But so this morning, I was like, I have got to get them to drink some water just because it's making me nervous. I'm getting stressed out about it. So I put some, a little bowl of kind of warm water. And then I worried, okay, are their poor little throat sore? Is that why they're not wanting to drink? So I did some warm water in a small bowl and put a couple pieces of chicken at the bottom. That way it would kind of flavor the water and make them want it. And then they'd have to kind of drink to get down to it. So Pod got it, you know, drank it down, ate the chicken. Brax was kind of freaked out. He was trying to stick his paw in there and try to figure out how to get to the chicken. But finally, he got it and drank the water, so that made me feel good. So we will kind of see how they do, if their little sneezes and coughs go away, because it's really sad, really cute, but really sad when they're sneezing so much. So I will check back in with an update on how they're feeling. So I've got my longest run to date, or at least in this training cycle, on Sunday, and that'll be a 4-hour run.
The past couple weekends, I did 3, then 3.5, and then 4. And so I'm kind of debating, because I always walk just a little bit, and I know in the 50 I'm going to be walking, so I've been kind of thinking, okay, should I do run 1.5 hours, walk for 30 minutes, run 1.5 hours, walk for 30 minutes to get the 4 hours, and just kind of mentally break it up that way, because a 30-minute walk is a long time. And overall, you know, that's an hour of the whole thing. So then it makes me think, okay, well, I'm really only running 3 hours. You know, I was able to do that the last couple weeks. So, but then I'm like, well, that's an awful lot to be walking. Do I want to walk that much? So now I'm kind of thinking I'm going to do the 1.5 hours, walk the 30, do the 1.5 hours, walk maybe 10, and then see if I can run the last 20. And kind of finish on that run. And I think that would be pretty good. I'm pretty sure I can get at least 20 miles because I got 18.5 in 3.5 hours. And so even with those walks, I don't think 20. So really about 21 to 22 would be my goal. But mentally, if I know I'm going to walk, it's better for me to, it's easier to run until I get to that point. So in that 1.5 hours, can I make it without wanting to walk? And usually the first 2, 2.5 hours, I don't want to really walk at all. Last week, I stopped at the car just once in the middle for a fresh bottle to get a little snack of some salty goldfish. And whereas before, even with my 3-hour run, I stopped twice. So stopping just once, I don't know if that messed me up, but I think I'm going to try to stick with that, because obviously the less you can stop, the better. When it gets to the marathon, so I've got 2 marathons I'm going to do in my training, but I'm not looking at those as really, I've got to get a certain time, or I want to get, you know, 4 hours, although I really do. But more so is just, this is kind of forcing me to get in that long 4, 4.5 hour training run that would be really tough on my own. But if I'm out on a course and it's supported and it's safe and there's adrenaline, then that's just a much easier way to get a big long run done. But I know I'm not going to be stopping in my car, stuff like that, out on a marathon course. So I'm kind of waffling back and forth and, well, do I just want to see how the 4 hours goes this Sunday just running and seeing how it goes running the whole time? Because I know I'm going to be doing that on the marathon. Or do I just want to walk a little bit? So I think I'm probably going to do, I might just kind of compromise and do, you know, 1:45, walk 15, 1:45, walk 15. And by the second 15-minute walk at the end, you know, that's close enough to either not be too concerned and just kind of use that as a cool down, or say, okay, I can get this last 15 minutes out. So I think that's probably what I'm going to do. I've, throughout the course of talking this out, I've convinced myself. And then when I get into the 5-hour runs, now that's when I might do a little bit longer of a walk break. So, we shall see how that goes. My sister Meredith, she'll be running a marathon Sunday in Monroe. So, I will be running with her in spirit. And so that'll be interesting to see how she does. I know she's kind of looking at the same thing. She's not getting overwhelmed by a marathon, knowing that we've got to do twice that. So just looking at it as a long training. So just kind of was thinking about that and wanted to put those thoughts out there and kind of talk through it. So that's about it for today. I'll probably check in tomorrow after my workout. I've got just some weights in the morning, and then I might swim, just to get like an easy recovery swim in. All right, talk to you later.